Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey, reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 605. O Holy Trinity, Eternal God, I thank you for allowing me to know the greatness and the various degrees of glory to which souls attain. Oh, what a great difference of depth in the knowledge of God there is between one degree and another. Oh, if people could only know this. Oh, my God, if I were thereby able to attain one more degree, I would gladly suffer all the torments of the martyrs put together. Truly, all those torments seem as nothing to me, compared with the glory that is awaiting us for all eternity. O Lord, immerse my soul in the ocean of your divinity, and grant me the grace of knowing you. For the better I know you, the more I desire you, and the more my love for you grows. I feel in my soul an unfathomable abyss which only God can fill. I lose myself in him as a drop does in the ocean. The Lord has inclined himself to my misery like a ray of the sun upon a barren and rocky desert. And yet, under the influence of his rays, my soul has become covered with verdure, flowers, and fruit, and has become a beautiful garden for his repose. My Jesus, despite your graces, I see and feel all my misery. I begin my day with battle and end it with battle. As soon as I conquer one obstacle, 10 more appear to take its place. But I am not worried, because I know that this is the time of struggle, not peace. When the burden of the battle becomes too much for me, I throw myself like a child into the arms of the Heavenly Father and trust I will not perish. O my Jesus, how prone I am to evil, and this forces me to be constantly vigilant. But I do not lose heart. I trust God's grace, which abounds in the worst misery. In the midst of the worst difficulties and adversities, I do not lose inner peace or exterior balance, and this discourages my adversaries. Patience in adversity gives power to the soul. February 2nd, 1936. In the morning, when the bell awoke me, I was so overcome by drowsiness, which I could not shake off, that I jumped into cold water, and after 2 minutes, the sleepiness left me. When I came to meditation, a host of absurd thoughts swarmed into my head, so much so that I had to struggle throughout the whole meditation. It was the same during my prayer time. But when Mass began, a strange silence and joy filled my heart. Just then, I saw Our Lady with the infant and the holy old man, Saint Joseph, standing behind them. The Most Holy Mother said to me, "Take, my dearest treasure," and she handed me the infant Jesus. When I took the infant Jesus in my arms, the Mother of God and Saint Joseph disappeared. I was left alone with the infant Jesus. I said to him, "I know that you are my Lord and Creator, even though you are so tiny." Jesus stretched his little arms out to me and looked at me with a smile. My spirit was filled with incomparable joy. Then suddenly Jesus disappeared, and it was time for Holy Communion. I went with the other sisters to the holy table, my soul deeply moved. After Holy Communion, I heard these words in my soul, "I am in your heart, I, whom you had in your arms." I then pleaded with Jesus for a certain soul, Father Sopochko, asking the Lord to grant him the grace to fight and to take this trial from him. "As you ask, so shall it be, but his merit will not be lessened." Joy reigned in my soul that God is so good and merciful. God grants everything that we ask of him with trust. After each conversation with the Lord, my soul is extraordinarily strengthened, and a profound tranquility prevails therein, and gives me such courage that I do not fear anything in the world, but fear only lest I make Jesus sad. Here St. Faustina writes a prayer to the Holy Trinity in thanksgiving that she has been allowed to perceive the greatness and the various degrees of glory that souls can attain to. We all should strive to reach that degree of glory which God has set for us. It means cooperating with the individual plan that God has for each of us. I just read a beautiful story of an elderly man making a visit to a Eucharistic Adoration chapel. He asked the Lord when he would take him home, and the Lord told him, "You will give an account of your life when it is most advantageous to your soul." So God is so very merciful to us. He waits until we're ready. St. Faustina writes of overcoming drowsiness and many distractions during her meditation and her prayer time, but then being blessed with a visit from the Holy Family during Mass. That was on the Feast of the Presentation in the Temple, and Mary and Joseph present Jesus to Faustina, and then Jesus assures her that he remains in her heart. St. Faustina prayed for Father Sopochko, and she asks that a trial be taken from him, and God does so, but says that he will still be given the merit of having withstood that trial. God is very generous. God strengthens St. Faustina after each encounter with him, so we should pray often that the Lord would renew our strength.